What's the most surprising thing that we would find in your trunk right now? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, here's the top seven things that, according to this new study, everybody should have in the trunk of their car.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven, a blanket. In case you get like stuck on the side of the road, nobody has a blanket in their car. I have like extra sweaters in case I go to a restaurant and it's chilly inside.
Yeah.
But not like a full out blanket.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a blanket there, that signifies to me you live in a cold weather place all the time. And if you're somewhere that has multiple seasons, like you're probably not going to do that, right?
A flashlight. I mean, that makes sense. Also don't have that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But most people have a cell phone now, so right. There's a flashlight on there.
I feel like the cell phone killed the flashlight.
Here's the thing, though. Battery power, always a concern. What else you got on this list?
Hazard vest and triangle. Nope.
No.
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 No. No.
Who has a hazard vest? Like, unless you're a cross-country runner where you go running at 4 o'clock in the morning where you have to wear one of those vests, you don't have one of those.
Or a crossing guard.
Yeah.
Or the guy who gets the carts in the grocery store parking lot. Like, they've always got some sort of reflective vest. That and my dog coats.
Mm.
I guess I could wear dog coats.
I don't think it'd fit you since your dogs weigh 8 pounds.
Mm. Well, yeah. That's a possibility.
Jumper cables, number 4. I don't, like...
Nobody carries jumper cables anymore. That's why when somebody says that their car battery's dead... The first thing you need a jump. Everybody's willing to give you a jump, but nobody has the cables. So if you don't have the cables, you're in big trouble.
Do you have to buy them separately or do they come with the car?
Is that a real question?
I have no idea. I have
yes,
no idea.
You have to buy them separately.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's make a note, boys. This is what we're going to get Anna for Christmas. We'll get her a car kit. So,
Would you
have to
trust
buy them
me to
separately.
Jump your car? If no instructions, I didn't watch any YouTube videos.
No, I definitely
like,
would not.
Let me just figure it out.
I wouldn't even let you jump your car with my car. So I would be the one connecting that. And the only reason you're ever carrying jumper cables is when you know that your alternator or your battery is dead.
Things that everybody should have in the trunk of their car. Extra water. I mean, I understand the reasoning behind this.
Sure.
I'm a mom, so I always have extra granola bars with me at all times in case the kids start getting hangry or my husband. It goes either way, really.
Right.
But I don't have like a case of water in the trunk. Only when I travel. If I'm traveling and I'm taking road trips, then I'll have it. But otherwise, probably not.
Well, you can survive on filtered urine. So there's that.
Right. Also... duct tape. Duct tape everybody should have in the car. Unless, like, you're a murderer, right? If you have duct tape in your car, you're a murderer?
If you get pulled over and you have duct tape in your car, right, and they're going through your vehicle or whatever and they find that, do you think that they think of you as prepared for a mechanical emergency or prepared to commit a felony?
I would think that.
Yes.
When I saw that,
agreed.
I was like, for what? Like, I don't, like, what do you...
I'd immediately be making excuses about the duct tape before they even open the trunk. Listen, you're going to find some duct tape in there, and I don't want you to freak out about it.
Number one thing that everybody should have in their car, and this is the one thing that I had, and I don't know where it went. I think my husband stole it, is a first aid kit, you know, in case somebody gets hurt.
Sure.
For me, it's more for the kids, like, you know, between the soccer games and everything. Like, if somebody gets hurt, I have Band-Aids in there, and, they come prepackaged. Somebody gave it to me at an event, and I was like, perfect.
Well, as a man, duct tape would come in handy with the first aid kit. But again, don't want to have to explain that one.
If I went into your trunk right now, what would be the one surprising thing I would find?
I have 2 vats of acid right now in my back of my car. And that's not a made up thing. I do.
Acid?
Yeah. Acid. Maturic acid for my pool. It's highly corrosive. I wouldn't touch it. Yeah. I've got 2 vats of acid in the back of my car and 2 pool rugs, too.
Okay.
You want those.
That's
that
weird.
Time of year where you got to get your pool supplies.
Yeah. If I opened your trunk right this minute, what would I be surprised is in there? 1-800-330-9999. The number one thing you should always have in the trunk of your car, they say, is a first aid kit. I did for a while. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know.
That
makes it difficult because, of course, in an emergency situation, you're not really going to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a little potty. Like for whenever my daughter, if we're on the road, she has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's the thing that if we popped your trunk right now, we'd be surprised to find? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what's the most surprising thing we'd find in your trunk right now?
I would say that it would be hard to guess, but in the trunk of my 2002 Toyota Corolla, I've got a 10x12 inflatable raft.
What?
You like to just do some.
I used to live by a lake out in Iowa, and we lived right there, went there all the time, and we moved out here a couple of years ago, and that raft has been in the back of that car the whole time.
Just in case.
Right. In case you find a nice body of water to go with, or there's just no room in the new place.
Right. All I'm new to the area. I mean, we've been here a couple of years, but I just work so much. I haven't found a good spot to to send it out. But it always draws the crowd when you pull the raft out of the Corolla and start pumping it up and heading to the shore, you know?
Well, I mean, just think, if you ever drive into a flood or something like that, you're good.
Absolutely. All four of us pile into the emergency inflatable.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What would we be surprised to find is in your trunk?
Well, I mean, this is kind of embarrassing, but my neighbor moved away recently, and he gave me a life-size dummy. I haven't gotten a chance to actually move it into my house yet because it's kind of heavy, and I live alone. I do kind of get weird looks, though, because sometimes when I go to the store and I pack my trunk up, you know, some people see it when they walk by.
Wait a minute. It's just going to live in your trunk now? And what are you going to do with it? Like, why did you take that?
Do you think a mannequin sitting in the corner of your living room would be any less creepy? Leave that sucker in the trunk. What are you doing with a life-size dummy?
You know, it's like Halloween decorations. I want to use it for the holidays, you know?
Well, that makes a little more sense.
If I see a body in somebody's trunk when I'm at the convenience store, what if I just see the calf? What if I just see the foot? I would be very careful. I would probably get that out of there.
Anna and Raven.
Hey, like go see hay.
What, hay?
Yeah.
Wow, well, you're riding around with hay in your trunk.
Yes.
What is the hay for? Who are you feeding?
My baby goats. I've got lots of baby Nigerian goat goats.
Yeah, well, you know what? Listen, I love goats. So whatever weird stuff that you have to do to you know, prep for the goats, take care of the goats or whatever, I'm cool with that.
Whenever I put hay bales in the back of my car because I have, like, the Halloween party and I get it for the bonfire.
Sure.
It takes about 7 months to get it out of my trunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you'll never get it out.
It gets it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It sticks to everything. And that automotive carpet is the worst.
We go to Go Yoga, so they travel on the car quite often. So it's pretty much always back there.
I love the idea of you taking your own goats to goat yoga.
I like the idea of you popping your SUV in your truck right. And there's hay and a goat.
Right. BYOG. I brought my own goat. Right. Yep. I love it.
Number one thing they say that you should have in your trunk at all time is a first aid kit. All right. I mean, I get it. I see that. I mean, how many people actually have it? Probably not a ton, right?
I feel like most people don't even have them in their house at this point. You're lucky if you have a Band-Aid when you need to go look for it, which is terrible planning, by the way.
But if we popped your trunk right now and we looked in, what would we be surprised to find? 1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven.
Oh, I do have that first aid kit, but at any given point, I do have smoke grenades.
I mean, because that makes sense. Like, if you get pulled over with smoke grenades, like, you're getting arrested, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure, right?
Why would you have that to begin with?
Just in case.
In case of what? You keep saying in case.
Studio lights. I'm a wedding photographer, so at any given point, I have studio lights, I have the umbrellas, the tripods, and smoke grenades.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm very familiar with the wedding business, all right? Having been in it for many years myself. And I don't think I've ever come across the party where the smoke grenade really came in play. I mean, the dry ice, we've done it, the fog machine.
No, I think that would give him a leg up. If I was interviewing a bunch of photographers and he's like, I bring my own smoke grenades to cause effect of smoke, I'd be like, hire. What? That's amazing. Do you have a giant fan to blow my hair like J-Lo? Well, I'll pay extra.
I just think Batman when I hear smoke grenade. Like, you're either SWAT or Batman. That's me. But
Anna and Raven, what would be a surprise to find in your trunk right now?
A pair of jumper cables, which everybody should have.
You know, back in the day, everybody did have them. But the truth is I just feel like cars were a lot less reliable at that point.
If they wanted everyone to have jumper cables, they would sell the car with jumper cables already in it, which I've learned earlier today doesn't happen.
Some cars now, they sell without a spare tire.
So weird,
right? It's the craziest thing ever.
I don't know where mine's hidden, though. You know, like, they're all hidden
right,
somewhere
yeah.
in the car.
You believe you have one. You just don't know how to actually find it.
No idea. No idea. Anna and Raven, what would we be surprised to find in the trunk of your car?
Space.
Wait, you have open space in the back of your car?
I'd be surprised to find some.
Well, I mean, clean that thing out.
What's in there that's
right,
taking up the whole trunk? The only time my trunk is full is when I leave Costco.
Well, no, I have 22 grandchildren, and I have some of those emergency things in there in a little basket that I'm for emergencies, but I have kids' stuff and grandkids' stuff that I'm not letting them take home, and it's too much to put in the house, so it's in my trunk.
Wow, 22 grandkids. Yeah. That does make more sense.
Sienna and Raven, what's the most surprising thing we'd find in your trunk right now?
A shovel, cement, and a bucket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, Don't definitely. Touch. Yeah, no, I'm calling the authorities.
I open eyes, see that.
Yeah, 100%. But I also admire your preparedness. For exactly what? I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
You could be repairing a stoop.
Mm-hmm.
You could be getting ready for your neighbor. I'm not sure. But for, you're very prepared one way or the other.
Yeah, that's why I said no judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know,
that's
I'm being
right.
honest.
Tana and Raven, what would we be surprised to find in your trunk right now?
You would find a fake arm.
A fake arm?
Yes, a fake arm. I carry a fake arm in a case for work.
What kind of work do you do?
I can't tell you that. No, I'm in the medical field and I'm an instructor.
I thought you were going to be like one of those people that works at a costume store and he's got like the hand sticking out of the trunk.
I was about to say, do you keep that and just hang it out like
right.
around Halloween time? You see those people? Yeah.
How often do you pull the joke? It
no,
wasn't me.
No.
It was the one-armed man. How often do you do that?
No. But we do joke all the time when I load it in my car from work.
Mm-hmm.
We always joke. If I get into an accident, what's going to happen if it pops out and winds
yeah.
up on the road?
Yeah.
Who's going to pick it up?
Yeah.
Murder charges.
Nice when you're busy, though, and you need an extra hand.